Friday, the Leo Gorcey Film Festival.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Mr. Buddy, good to see you.
Hi there, Mr. Buddy. How you been?
Oh, good, good. Say, I sure like to ask a favor of you.
Sure, sure. What do you need?
Well, I want to put one of these posters in your window, you know, if you don't mind.
Well, let's see it now. Film Festival at the College, a week festival of the films of the immortal Leo Gorcey, a cultural must for your family.
Who?
Leo Gorcey, it says here.
Oh, yeah, it's our big cultural event for the semester, you know, in the fine arts department.
Ain't he old baseball coach?
No. That's Leo DeRocher.
Oh.
I thought Leo DeRocher was the leader of the Dead End Kids.
No, that's who I'm talking about, Leo Gorcey. Now, we're tying the festival in with that course we've been offering this semester. You know, Hunts Hall, the Man and His Art.
Hunts Hall, he's that fella that used to say, do you want door one or two or three to some fella in a chicken suit?
Leon, that was Monty Hall.
Oh, only Monty I ever heard of was Monty Montana. He's in hello trouble with Gabe Dale.
No, Gabe Dale was in the Dead End Kids with Leo Gorcey and Hunts Hall.
No. Gabe Dale was on the old Steve Allen show with Don Knotts.
That's right, same guy.
Well, why don't you have a Don Knotts film festival?
I think you ought to have one of them things for Gilligan's Island.
I heard they's bringing that back as a comedy.
Well, why don't you have a festival of somebody we all know, like Doris Day?
Well, you know, we thought about Doris Day, but the AMA wouldn't allow it.
Who's AMA?
Well, they say it's dangerous to people with diabetes.
Well, put that poster right there in the corner window. Do we get free tickets?
Oh, it's free for everybody. Now, we start Monday with that classic, the Dead End Kids Do a War Bond Drive.
What's a war bond?
Where do you get the money for these things?
Are you kidding? That's all government money. What do you think we got it?
You mean taxes?
Why, sure. How do you think we could afford that research project that the science faculty did last year?
What research project?
Well, you know, it's in all the papers. You know, the chemistry department got $221,000 to study the effect of okra on the ozone layer.
Well, I'm glad they ain't wasting our money.
I don't believe them grants that them colleges gets.
Jesse, they must be important now. I wonder what they found out about that okra.
Uncle Sadie used boiled okra in his tractor.
You're joking, Leon.
Shoot, boiled okra juice makes STP look like sandpaper.